Step 17, here's exactly what you need to know. Your messages from spirit, from your guides, and from your angels are going to be so subtle sometimes, you're going to feel like you're making it up. It's going to feel like it's not coming from you. See, the thing is, we always want spirit to be loud and bold and like floating in front of us like a zombie body. And I laugh because I think Hollywood has done so many things to make it seem so unrealistic from what it actually is. One of the best things I ever heard was said by a woman, Oprah Winfrey, I'm sure you know who that is. She said, your intuition is in your whispers, but the answers are in your whispers too. Messages from spirit are going to seem subtle, like so subtle. It's almost like sometimes I've said to people, it's like when you slow down the matrix. It's like when you're really in this meditative, slow, deep, methodical thought. It's like, can you notice the thought that interrupts the other thoughts that are in your mind? And you noticed, let me give you an example. I woke up the other morning and when I opened my eyes, I heard spirit say, that person is being very disingenuous. That's an odd word. I don't ever remember calling someone disingenuous. In fact, it's not anything like what I talk or what I would say. I was less concerned about who gave me the message and more concerned about, okay, who is being disingenuous? And within an hour, the person who was being disingenuous called up and gave me a very disingenuous, such a big word, story. And I knew exactly what spirit was trying to prepare me and trying to let me know. So one of the things you have to remember is that if I just let that subtle, quiet, out of nowhere thought go, and I didn't slow down my thoughts to really think about what it was that spirit was trying to tell me and show me, instead, I would have missed the message from spirit. And I wouldn't have realized that that person was being disingenuous to me and that they were someone who I couldn't trust. You have to understand that it's so quiet, it's so subtle, it's so just even minuscule, but it can mean so much, and it can be the difference between life and death sometimes, honestly. It can be the difference between paying attention and receiving the guidance that you're meant to have and that you need to have, and overlooking something completely. Today's homework is I want you to make a list of all the subtle messages that you get tomorrow, whether it's a thought, whether it's a pop-in. Part of developing your psychic abilities is noticing when it happens. And if you're living your life on autopilot, you're never going to get it. So there you have it. So subtle, and it's your job to notice.